It's a project, a mission, and a radio show. Join Deborah Beauvais as she highlights her young co-hosts. Listen to their inspirational stories in starting nonprofits and their life work to help other kids in need. We'll learn from these conscious kids how serving others can heal our own lives while spreading love to the masses. We invite you to join in for spirited conversation filled with creative ideas and possibilities to start your own mission. Let's raise the bar together and cultivate a kinder world by getting inspired to help others in need. Kids for Love Project, celebrating kids that empower others.
And welcome to the show. I am so excited. This is Deborah Beauvais, and I have a super-duper guest, co-host today. But first of all, I want to let everyone know this is the Kids for Love Project and radio show. The project is all about teaching elementary school kids about self-love, because even though you may grow up in a loving environment, when you get to school, you start judging yourself. So this is all about teaching the younger generation that will just spread it to the future generations and parents about what it's like to love self. When you do, what happens is you want to give back. You're full of love and compassion, and there's no bullying or harming others. So that's what this is all about. I'm at the school in Rhode Island on Wednesday, Fallon Elementary School, with the Cozy program, and then we have the show. Later on, we're going to have Dagny Grant and Beth Donnelly, who are authors of Journey of Joy series, children's books. They're changing the world one dragon at a time. But right now, my special co-host is Joshua Williams. He has been on CNN Heroes with Anderson Cooper, celebrated there. He started when he was 5 years old, and we're going to hear about what inspired him. His nonprofit is called Joshua's Heart Foundation, and he has fed 895,000 people in need of food. So without further ado, Joshua, welcome to the show.
Hi.
Hi. So now tell us, because we want to celebrate you and inspire other kids to step up. So what happened? What inspired you at 5 years old?
Well, I at the age of 4 and a half, I was on my way to church one day, and earlier that day, my grandmother gave me $20 to do whatever I wanted with. And yeah, my mom was driving, and we stopped at a red light, and I looked out of the back window, and I saw a homeless man just sitting there with a sign, and I didn't understand why he was there, you know, what he was doing there. And I was starting to read, so I pronounced all the syllables, and I asked my mom why he was there and what he was doing there. So she talked to me, and she told me that he was homeless. And she explained to me, like, why he was there, and I learned. It was the first time that I saw somebody, who was actually, you know, homeless, who didn't have any basic necessities of life, like food, water, shelter, even compassion. So that was the first time that I saw somebody who was hungry, and the first time that I actually acted upon it, because I gave him the $20, and then I saw that he needed it more than I did. So I gave him the $20, and that was the first time that, you know, I actually saw that I had the power that I could give back and just help change the world, whether it's big or small. And that was the first time.
Wow. And you said a very important word, power. And how did you feel when you saw the homeless person? They must have had a light in their eyes. How did that make you feel?
Well, it just, you know, it was a spark in my heart that really made me happy. It made me, you know, fuel for joy. I felt that power that I was able to help somebody, that joy. And, you know, you could see it in his face that he was happy to have it too, that he was appreciative of it. You know, now, Joshua Star, we don't give money to the homeless. You know, as I've grown up, I've learned sometimes they get into that position because, you know, maybe drug abuse, and they might use that money if we were to give it to them to, you know, buy more drugs, for instance. So, you know, we changed our mindset about that to to rather than that, but giving them food and trying to help them get out of their homeless state.
Right. Good point. So now what did you do from there? Did you tell your parents you wanted to start an organization? What did you do?
Well, actually, I went to my two favorite aunts first, and I asked them to help me do something. You know, they didn't do anything, so I decided, you know, I don't need your help, and I fired them. I went on my way. And after doing that, I went back to my mom, actually. I went to my mom, I should say. And I went to her, and I asked her to help me do something in the community. And, you know, she didn't believe me at first. She was kind of hesitant about it. So it's just going to be too much work, stuff like that. And, you know, I was persistent about it, which is a lesson that I teach a lot of people and try to teach the kids, especially when I do speeches, is persistence is the importance of that and never giving up. If you believe in something, you shouldn't give up. You should strive to continue it. And that's something that I did is I never gave up on getting my mom to help me. On the car ride to school, you know, I'll nag her constantly. Mom, can you help me? And eventually she gave in and said yes. So that's the start, yeah.
So how did you get, I know it started small because everything does, but how did you get other people involved? And did your mom do a lot of the work as well? Or so share that, please.
Yeah, so the first thing that we started to do as a foundation is actually give out, we weren't incorporated yet into a foundation, but the first thing that we started to do to give back, I should say, is give food to the homeless. My family, I rounded them up. We would go in the kitchen, you know, we would all work together and we would cook food. And then, you know, we would go to our site under a bridge. I would stay in the car though, but we would give the food out to those who were homeless. And that's when we started to help families. And that escalated into, you know, 200 to 150 families at each time that we gave food, which was every Saturday. So that was pretty cool. But then at the same time, we started this other little program called the distribution program. It wasn't as big, and we didn't help as many families, but it was a different program that we were doing. And soon enough, we were asked to stop the homeless distribution project because of the littering ordinance where, you know, we can't give them. We were giving it in styrofoam plates, and, you know, what would they throw away the styrofoam plates and stuff like that. So we decided that we're going to not go through the homeless distribution but continue focusing on the distribution. And that's where we ended up now. It's our biggest program, and it's where we give out the majority of our food.
Now, back when you started the distribution because of the ordinance and you couldn't really do what you dreamed of, how old were you when you started the distribution?
Well, it was around the same time as the homeless, a little after, so a few months after, so around 5. Five to six, around that age, we started, you know, doing very small ones. But eventually, you know, it grew.
Right. And did it grow out of just the need of so many people needing food?
It grew out of a few things. That's one of them. A lot of people needed help, and we as a family tried to give as much as we can. So, you know, that grew, how much food we were giving. Second thing was just the amount of people that heard about us and wanted to help out. Our foundation is very kid-friendly. It's focused on kids helping kids. So the foundation is really, you know, at that time, we attracted so many people to come out and help. So that was another way that we got people to come out and help with the distribution. And then we started to get some people to help by donating food, and that helped us grow and help more people. And then eventually, I'm not sure exactly what time in the foundation, but we started the backpack program, which was the program where we give food in backpacks to kids to eat over the weekend because they are on the lunch and or breakfast program at school. So we try to help them out with that, give them food over the weekend. and just try to help them in general just have more food. And we try to help their sisters and brothers and their parents too if we can. Yeah.
Wow. So you've taken on quite a feat there. So tell us about the values of Joshua's Heart Foundation. Now that it has grown, what are the values?
Well, I think Joshua's Heart is the key like base, and the key values, as I should say, is, you know, inspiring youth to really change the world in whatever ways that they can. You know, whether it's giving food, helping people with literacy, financial, whatever it is, just helping people, making the world a better place. And whatever we can is the true thing that Josh's Heart is about. It's about, you know, something just about kindness in general and generosity. And there's all sorts of ways that we try to get kids to do this, to be more generous, to be kind, and to want to help people out. But, you know, Joshua's Heart is also about teaching kids not just to change the world, but to help them find their purpose and passions in life, and to help them figure out what they want to do with their life, whether it's using their job to help change the world. And what we're trying to do is also teach these kids that whatever they're good at, they can use it to change the world. Find a problem. If there's a problem, you know, don't complain about it. Fix it. Find a solution for it, and then you can use that to change the world.
Wow. You're amazing, Joshua. Wow. So, and it really boils down to community. And from a young age, you have felt and seen that we all need to come together. We're all one people, and we need to have the compassion for all. We all came. I always say we all came from the same source. And so instead of, you know, fighting and being, you know, holding hate, you know, love is the answer. And you found that at a very young age. So I am just really, you know, impressed. And your family must be so proud of what you have started out, and look where it is now.
Yeah. Thanks for the compliment, by the way.
You're welcome. It's well-deserving. So now, how many people do you have working for the foundation?
Well, so just some stats are, you know, we have 20, I don't usually count all the adults, but we have 2,500 youth volunteers across the nation.
Wow.
We have given out almost 900,000 pounds of food. We've raised over $400,000 too.
Wow. Wow. And so all these other kids that you spoke of, are they in different parts of the country and beyond, and they started up, you've actually taught them how to, you know, more or less the plan that you have for the Heart Foundation, and now they're implementing it where they are?
Well, you know, not all of these kids are active, but if we need their help, of course, we call upon them. We tell them if we can have a distribution in their location, can they go to it? Some of them, of course, are more active than others. But we have some of the kids actually starting different parts of Joshua's Heart through a program that we call the Junior Advisory Board, where it's a group of kids in Florida. Our number of kids in the Junior Advisory Board next year for our next term should be around 100 and two different boards, though. But it's a group of kids who fundraise for the foundation, organize their own events, and we basically teach them how to run, you know, a business and a foundation, teach them all these basics and lifelong lessons. And we have a lot of projects going on in the future, which I can't talk about yet. But there's some projects in the future that will be coming up, fundraisers and different other events, just to, you know, bring awareness about hunger and different things. So we try to get kids all across the country to start these junior advisory boards. And if you want to start your own, it's not a problem. We will talk to you. We will run you through it, and we'll help you with your first distribution. And we'll just, you know, teach you the basics. And And if you want to learn more about how, you know, you can start a jab in your area, you can go to www.joshuashart.org and learn more about Joshua's Heart and the jab.
Right. And again, that's Joshua's Heart, Joshua with an S, heart.org. So now, when you said 2,500, are you, explain that a little bit.
Okay, so, of course, most of our volunteers is in Miami where we're located. And, you know, we have a lot of very, very committed volunteers who are always active and support us a lot. And, you know, there's always those volunteers that if you need their help, you can call upon. But across in Florida and the U.S., because we do have some junior advisory board places opening up, such as Connecticut, Oregon, Alabama, you know, we're different OAR projects, a JAB OAR project in those areas.
Do you have
across
one
those? No, I mean, we're always looking for people to start anything. And it's not just statewide, because states can be so big. So, you know, you split it up really into areas. So you can have multiple junior advisory boards per state.
Right. And you have said that there's over 50 million people in this country struggling to get enough to eat. And I've actually seen it in the school system that I'm facilitating the Kids for Love project, where you know that some of the kids, what you're giving them for food that day is all that they're receiving. So I love that you've incorporated the backpacks with food, and so that for the weekend they have nutrition, because that's the really how do we live without food and water? So I'm just impressed. So how have you received a lot of so you're 14 now, so your foundation is almost 10 years old.
Yeah, we're celebrating that this year.
You are? Okay, with an event down in Florida?
Yes.
Oh, are you able to talk about that right now?
Not a lot. We don't want to talk too much about it yet, but it's
okay.
It's just it's in June. It's actually not confirmed yet. But either way, it's just an event where we're just trying to celebrate all the people who have helped us in the past, and just recognizing those people really, and some cool fundraisers that's coming up before it, and some things. So don't want to talk too much about it yet, but we're gonna have, you know, a release soon enough.
Okay.
Though it's going to be September 18th. That's all I will say. So you can save the date if you need to.
And everyone can keep on top of things going to your site, joshuashart.org.
Yeah.
Right. So do you have a lot of large companies donating? I know there are a lot of the smaller donations, and they certainly add up, but do you get support from the larger ones?
Well, that's one thing that I'm trying to focus on, too, is trying to get bigger corporations to really help us change the world, whether it's by donating food or money, and also just by their showing their support, whatever way it is, and trying to spread that out. But, you know, a lot of these companies are competitors, so I can understand, you know, if one of their competitors are helping us, they might not join. You know, that's a business. That is business. But, you know, we have had Whole Foods actively support us a lot. Walmart supports us so much. Also, Unilever, they are an amazing company who's been working with us on some projects and possibly in the future, and that'll be cool too. But, you know, they've always been there for us, and I think we're trying to grow that relationship. And some other companies that don't come right straight to my head, but just some other companies that have always been there for us and have helped us out.
Good, good. Now, do you do fundraisers? Because I know a lot of other nonprofits with kids, they do a lot of that. Do you have one or two a year, or you're focused in the other areas?
I mean, we always have had fundraisers, but I think I'm trying to turn the foundation in a different course where we focus just a tad more on fundraising, where we get these kids to learn not just about planning a distribution, but planning how to fundraise to get the monetary backing of it. So I think we're trying to turn this year not just giving food, but also getting money so that we can give even more food and help out even more people. So we're having a lot more fundraisers this year and trying to do a lot more of that. And even next year, there's going to be so much more because there's going to be those annual events. It'll be easier since we planned it all this year.
Right. Very good. Well, we only have like a minute and a half before we go to break, and we're going to be bringing, you know, Dagny Grant and Beth Donnelly in. But before, you know, when we, after we talk with Beth and Dagny, I want to ask you how it has changed your life doing all this good work. So keep that in mind, Joshua. And for everyone out there, if you would like to donate to Joshua, and again, I'm sure that even a dollar would be appreciated. There's a lot of kids. I know my grandchildren would do, you know, a dollar or two to different organizations. And just go to joshuasheart.org. And I want to ask about the CNN Heroes as well. There's so much. We'll have you back for sure another time. But everyone, stay with us. We'll be back in a moment.
We are the ones we've been waiting for. We are the ones who can change the world. We are the ones made be.
Experience a different yet profound healing with Reconnective Healing. Includes yet expands beyond any and all known forms of energy healing. The Reconnective Healing Spectrum is comprised of the full healing and evolutionary continuum of energy, light, and information. It allows for healings that are not just physical, not just mental, not just emotional, yet go beyond that to bring healing that includes the evolution of your very being and essence. Deborah Beauvais, trained and certified by world-renowned Dr. Eric Pearl, offers appointment hours at Seekonk Family Chiropractic in Seekonk, Massachusetts. For questions or to set up both distance or local sessions, call Deborah at 508-431-1959. Again, 508-431-1959. Or go to lovebyintuition.com. That's lovebyintuition.com.
Do you wish to have inner peace while living in challenging times? Are you unhappy and don't know why? Life consists of either a path of love or fear. When we choose a path of love, we learn and grow. If we choose a path of fear, we stay stuck in negativity. The time is now to heal ourselves and the world by choosing a different way. Through the path to your power, your inner light, you will find self-love and experience amazing changes. You can have inner peace, wonderful relationships, good health, and a flow of abundance. Complete the circle of illuminating love using our tools and learn how to retain your power throughout life. To learn more about the path to your power and the Divine Love Within consultations, call Deborah Beauvais at 508-226-1723 or go to lovebyintuition.com.
The goal of the Jesse Lewis Choose Love Foundation is to cultivate a more peaceful world by creating awareness that we can choose love. By providing tools for our children and communities, we can enable them to develop a healthy level of optimism that leads to resilience. Our mission is to give people the understanding that they can choose love by living a life with gratitude, having the ability to forgive, and to be compassionate. This is a proactive effort towards mental health that'll provide children and adults with the perspective and wisdom they need to be able to navigate through life in a happy, fulfilled, and meaningful way. Our website is jessielewischooselove.org.
Jessie J.T. Lewis is the big brother of Jesse Lewis, who died in Sandy Hook Elementary on December 14, 2012, while saving the lives of nine of his classmates. J.T. found comfort after Rwandan orphan genocide survivors reached out to him from their country to express their condolences and share their personal stories of tragedy and healing. Inspired by the love that was shown to him, J.T. started Newtown Helps Africa, a nonprofit organization that helps young people in Africa and beyond who suffered personal tragedy and have shown resilience. He successfully sent one young Rwandan woman to college for 4 years and plans to do much more, all the while inspiring many young people around the world to turn hardship into an opportunity to make the world a better place. Link on to NewtownHelpsRwanda.org.
Invite the Kids for Love Project, an enrichment program, into your school, classroom, or wellness center. Kids for Love Project is focused on teaching kids unconditional love for self and others. The project is a journey into self-discovery. It consists of fun, creative tools to learn self-love, like I choose love, I am love, I stand in love, and utilizing one's energies with reconnective healing and tuning into one's intuition for inner guidance. Plus, connecting to our natural surroundings. Kids who hold love for self do not bully or harm others. Let's cultivate a kinder world that holds compassion for all. Teaching the power of love to our kids is the way. To learn more or to bring Kids for Love Project to your school, contact Deborah Beauvais, 508-226-1723. That's 508-226-1723. Or go to our Kids for Love Project on Facebook.
Are back, and I want to let everyone know that we broadcast live here at 1510 AM WMEX Boston. It's a Dream Vision 7 production. The Kids for Love Radio Project Radio Show is on our station every Wednesday, 4 p.m. and 4 a.m. Eastern Time. Our station is syndicated with 10 other stations, so it goes worldwide. We have listenership in over 135 countries. Now we have, I'd love to bring in Dagny Grant and Beth Donnelly. They are changing the world one dragon at a time. They're radio personalities on IMU Radio, and actually Beth is an opera singer, and they also have created this series of children's books called Journey of Joy series, and I'm actually reading the book to the kids I have, first and second grade. So here we are. Are you there, Dagny and Beth?
Hello, Deborah. Can you hear me?
Yes, you're right there.
Yeah.
Hi, Deborah. Nice, this is Dagny. We're so excited to be here. We really appreciate your Kids for Love program, and we're honored to be here with you and with Joshua.
Yes, thank you. So I always want to know, with the busyness that you are, you're actually, Dagny, the president of Purposeful Greatness. You're a speaker as well as a coach. And then, as I mentioned, Beth is a teacher and singer, opera singer. We actually broadcast Beth's music on Sundays, Divine Music Sundays. So with all that going on, what were you inspired by to create, be writers of a children's book?
That's a good question. Dagny, why don't you
start? This is Dagny, and I actually was thinking about writing the a single book, called Journey of Joy, with Joy as the character. And I was describing that to Beth. Beth and I also have a production company called Matrix Productions, and I was just kind of describing over the phone my excitement about that project with Beth, and she was so excited about it with me, we decided to do it together and make it a series. And we're currently working on our fourth book in the series. So, really fun stuff.
Yes, and we should mention the three that is I am great, I am enough, I am unique and awesome. And I have to say the verbiage that you use in the book is perfect for kids to realize the power that they have, like Joshua mentioned at the beginning of the show, that they are great just the way they are. You know, whatever they're wearing, whatever color, whatever, you know, whether their hair is long or short, whatever they are, they're great and awesome just the way they are. So I love that.
Oh, that is so true. You know, our motivation was really to create just a wonderful storyline that the kids would be able to read easily with, you know, a cast of these amazing and funny characters. And, of course, not all of them are human because, as you mentioned, we do have a dragon and an English bulldog and a really fancy butterfly, just to name a few. But we wanted these characters to show this kind of unlimited possibility, the unlimited potential of having joy in their lives and just how to feel good about themselves and to relate to each other with kindness. And that's something that Joshua was talking about, just being kind to people was one of his objectives too. And so that's when we decided to do this this kind of approach to the book series. And I'd say these characters just sort of flew off the onto the page from our minds once we had an intention.
Yes, and you know, I want to suggest that other schools could incorporate the books for the little ones, because, as I mentioned in the email, and for the listeners to know, at the elementary school that I'm at, on Wednesdays we have they all start, you know, acting it out, and we create a little play, and that way it really hits home for them when they're part of it, if you know what I mean.
Oh, yeah, that's great.
So
thank you for doing that.
We love that.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, that's how kids remember. That's how we all remember when we're actually involved.
Right, that's true.
So
I remember you telling us that you actually cut out and colored a butterfly and had it on a stick that you flew through the air when you were when you were speaking about, you know, glitter is the name of our butterfly, and she's kind of the grown up, you know, the wise heart of the group, and I just every time I think of that I smile. You know, waving around glitter in the air.
Yeah, and they all want one.
Oh, wow.
So what
I
do
love
you
about
see,
that, huh?
Yes. So what do you see happening with these books? This is the first three, that, and you're coming out with the fourth. So what is your goal and objective for others out there? And did it take a lot of work?
Well, Doc and I both live in different cities, so we actually decided to meet most every mornings by Skype with our dogs to inspire us. And my dog's name is Seamus, and Dogney's dogs are Sophie and Rusty, and it's just been such a journey of it's been a journey of joy for both of us, because it's something that has really been part of what's in our hearts. And we want to expand, like you mentioned, with an additional book, maybe even more. But we're hoping that these three books will affect the lives of kids at a very young age, because Doggy and I have talked a lot about the fact that, well, if we had just known about the I Am Enough, which was our first book, about feeling good about yourself at a younger age, you know, bringing these transformational principles to kids while they're still young is what we're hoping to do with this book series. So, do you have something more to add to that,
at expanding and having some little films made of each of them, of the movies, as well as some stuffed animals. Perhaps a series of stuffed animals. We've been looking into that, I just think that there is a lot of media out there that is not necessarily good for children's hearts, and so, you know, any role that we can play in expanding kids feeling good about themselves and good about each other and kinder and more loving is, you know, anything that we can do in that regard is a gift to us.
Right, and it is, Dagny. You know, when you, it's so fascinating, and I know Joshua could probably say as well, it just fills you up with love, and it feels so good because we are love. Each person is, love is in us, based in us, and so it cultivates that and makes it expand, and the more that you do to help others, you want to do more. Is that true, Joshua? Do you feel that way?
Yeah, I think I do.
Yeah, good.
Well, your word, Josh, when you used the word kindness earlier, and that was certainly, I could feel Beth smiling on the other line as well, because it really is about teaching people that kindness is possible. It's kind of it can be kind of a tough place out there these days, and anything that we can do to expand kindness and love is a step in the right direction, I think. So we admire your work, Joshua, very much.
Thank you.
Yes, yeah. Very impressive.
I know.
It's just fantastic.
I know. And what's exciting is that he had that feeling to do something at such a young age. And mm-hmm. and all the people you've inspired, Joshua, is amazing. Well, we're going to be going for a break soon. And when we come back, we'll be talking all together. I want to hear about Joshua, how it's changed his life with all that he's giving. And changing the world one dragon at a time. Check out their websites. You can go on Matrix Productions. It's .co. It's not .com. It's .co. So it's matrixproductions.co for the books. You can also go on Dagny's site to learn more about her. She's a healing practitioner. PurposefulGreatness.com. PurposefulGreatness.com. And then again, Beth Donnelly is a opera singer, teacher. She actually sings with her husband, which I love. So you can go on JeremiahProductions.com. And you can see all of this right on the Dream Vision 7 radio network. It's Dream Visions, all one word with an S on the end. The number 7 radio.com, and just look up the Kids for Love project page as well as the blog, and join us on Facebook and Twitter. And we actually give a book away every month to a lucky winner, so you could sign up for our free newsletter and get involved with all the things we're doing in the community. So we're going to go off into a nice break. We'll be back in a moment.
We are children of the light, and we live here upon this land. Remember, we are one.
Take a journey to a place of the divine love within with Deborah Beauvais on the Love by Intuition show, Sundays 9 to 10 p.m. Our message is love in the purest form. The light within us all is a guide to recall our beginning, to learn to love self and humankind, to feel the higher power of our own divinity. To attract love, one needs to be love. Sunday 9 to 10 p.m., all part of the Dream Vision 7 radio network.
Join us every second Sunday at 7 p.m. for Living on Purpose with Carolyn Romano, where we explore the mysteries, meaning, and sometimes madness of life. Let's figure out together the ways we're meant to serve and become the fullest expressions of our most authentic selves. Let's figure out together how to create lives of balance, abundance, and joy. This program is part of the Dream Vision 7 radio network.
Wish to have inner peace while living in challenging times? Are you unhappy and don't know why? Life consists of either a path of love or fear. When we choose a path of love, we learn and grow. If we choose a path of fear, we stay stuck in negativity. The time is now to heal ourselves and the world by choosing a different way through the path to your power, your inner light. you will find self-love and experience amazing changes. You can have inner peace, wonderful relationships, good health, and a flow of abundance. Complete the circle of illuminating love using our tools and learn how to retain your power throughout life. To learn more about the path to your power and the Divine Love Within consultations, call Deborah Beauvais at 508-226-1723 or go to lovebyintuition.com.
Tune in every first Sunday at 6 p.m. for Maximum Success, the Coach Brew Show. You'll learn success strategies to take your game to the next level from performance consultant John Brubaker. Maximum Success explores why winners win and teaches you the keys to peak performance. This program is part of the Dream Vision 7 Radio Network.
The Dream Vision 7 Radio Network presents Kids for Love. It's a project, a mission, and a radio show. Come join Deborah Beauvais and her young co-hosts every second Sunday at 6 p.m. as we celebrate kids making a difference. We invite other kids to join in for the spirited conversation filled with creative ideas and possibilities to start their own mission. Let's raise the bar together and cultivate a kinder world by getting inspired to help others in need. Kids for Love Project. Celebrating kids that empower others. That's every second Sunday at 6 p.m.
Experience a different yet profound healing with Reconnective Healing. Includes yet expands beyond any and all known forms of energy healing. The Reconnective Healing Spectrum is comprised of the full healing and evolutionary continuum of energy, light, and information. It allows for healings that are not just physical, not just mental, not just emotional, yet go beyond that to bring healing that includes the evolution of your very being and essence. Deborah Beauvais, trained and certified by world-renowned Dr. Eric Pearl, offers appointment hours at Seekonk Family Chiropractic in Seekonk, Massachusetts. For questions or to set up both distance or local sessions, call Deborah at 508-431-1959. Again, 508-431-1959. Or go to lovebyintuition.com. That's lovebyintuition.com.
Back. And just so you know, we are with Joshua Williams. He's my co-host today. I'm 14 years old and founder of joshuashot.org. And we also have Dagny Grant and Beth Donnelly, who are radio personalities slash a number of other glorious things that you've heard earlier in the show. And they are authors of Journey of Joy series, a children's book collection. They're on their fourth book, and it's all about inspiring and getting kids to realize that they are enough just the way they are. They are great, and the uniqueness, let's celebrate our differences. So I wanted to check with Joshua and find out how has doing all that you're doing, distributing over 895,000 pounds of food, how has this changed your life?
Well, it's changing in many ways, you know. Excuse me. It's really just opened my eyes. It showed me so many experiences, so many new places. And also, it just taught me so much, too. I learned all sorts of new things. How, you know, first of all, on the business side, you know, learning how to fundraise, deal with people, all sorts of things. But also on a personal side, also on, like, a human side, where you really learn about people. You meet all sorts of different characters and just learn about them. It's really something that's unique. You also just get getting the opportunity to actually help people and make a difference is just one of those things that everybody in the world should experience. You know, all of this has brought more empathy, more joy, more kindness, more generosity into my heart and made me who I am. Without Joshua's heart, I'd be a totally different person. I would be something else. And it's also helped me learn how to be more of a leader and teach other people how to be leaders. Not in the sense where, like, you would necessarily lead people. I don't just use it in the way that everybody else says that a leader is, but a leader is not just somebody who leads people into, let's say, battle, but somebody that people can rely upon, look upon if they need help, people who they can talk to, just anybody who's really like a role model for people. And I guess that I tried to become that, and people all across this way have helped me go to this point. And I'm still not there yet, of course. I have a long way to go. But it's all these factors which have made me who I am.
Beautifully said. And, you know, it's, again, you're full of humility, for sure, as we were saying during the break. But you are creating, even with business, I can see that as you grow, your business is going to include serving people. And that's exciting, that it's not just about how much money that we need to make or want to make, but what can we do for each other? So that's beautiful. Thank you. So, Dagny or Beth, did you have a question for Joshua?
Yes, I'd love to ask you a question, Joshua. First of all, this is Beth.
Yes, thank you.
Sure. What a great definition of leadership that you just gave us. It was
phenomenal.
So inspiring. Not only did you take on, at a very young age, this vision to help other people, but the question arises in my mind, what gave you the confidence and the perseverance, because it sounded like you had to really persevere at the very beginning to make this happen. Where did you get that confidence?
I think I personally believe that, like, first of all, my family were very religious, and I believe that it came from God. It's just something that always been with me. He's given me that. He's given me that passion and that strive to always want to do this. He's helped me in the rough times, and he's, you know, been there for me, of course. It's been, you know, God who's been there unconditionally, who's helped me up with everything. And if I need help, it's a motivation, basically. And that's one of the big things. And, of course, I have my mom, who's always there, who can help me. And she's, you know, a mentor, basically. She gives me all this advice. She helps me out. And she's not just a mentor, but she's also, you know, more than that, of course.
That's wonderful to have that kind of faith and trust.
Absolutely.
You're a lucky boy, and people are just very lucky to have you in their lives as well.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
So now what... Go ahead, Dagny. I'm sorry.
Well, it's okay. I was just going to say, what a fantastic answer. I love that. Our, in our fourth book, we are introducing three or four new characters, and one of them is a young boy who helps deal with the horses, training them, and you know, being with them at his uncle's horse ranch, him doing that allows both the horses and himself to kind of feel free and joyful, and his, you know, kindness is expanding of that whole experience. And one of the things Beth and I were thinking when we read about Joshua was that we would love, if you wouldn't mind, Joshua, to name him after you. Would that be okay?
Wow.
Wow.
That's quite an honor.
Yes.
All right.
What I call
then it's official.
Mm-hmm.
It's official. Our man's character is going to be Joshua. Thank you. We appreciate that.
Wow.
No, thank you. That means a lot to me.
Yes, and that'll be a book in print going everywhere.
Yeah.
Wow, Dagny, that is really, and Beth, that is sweet. Wow. So
that story will be, is very inspiring.
Yes, yes, and see how everything's all connected. And I really feel that when we do good things for other people, we receive and there's an energy. I don't know if you realize there's an energy, Joshua, and same with myself and Dagny and Beth. We can feel that energy, and with your heart foundation, there is an energy there that is felt by everyone, no matter where they are or who they are, that is felt. And that's how, you know, it expands and people feel the love that you're giving, because really it's all based in love.
I agree.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So have you thought about what you're going to do? Are you going to college? What are your dreams from here?
Yeah, I get asked that question a lot. I have, you know, since I was young, I've always had kind of like a set goal for what I want to do. It changed a lot, actually. But there's a lot of things. I want to go to college, of course, two colleges. Stanford, Caltech, MIT, those are like top for me. Anything that has to do with technology really is, that's the kind of stuff that I want to go into. I'm really interested in, and I believe that it's going to be like the future, of course. That's a good thing to be into now. And I don't know, but of course, Josh's heart is always going to be there. And, you know, we're trying to expand it and make it easier, not just for me, but just easier to help more people.
Very good. And very good. And Dagny and Beth, what do you see in the future for your books or for all the work that you do?
Well, I think that we've sort of expanded our Business Matrix Productions to include not only the books, but all other kinds of things that can help people to expand more and have more ability to transform their lives and to help and be kind to people, just like Joshua is doing. And sometimes we need tools to help us out in those respects. And so we're kind of expanding our site to include more things like that. And you kind of talked us into the idea of considering, you know, what Dagny was talking about earlier, actually having some characters made of the books.
And, yeah.
Like stuffed animals, that sort of thing. And I think that would be great. And our T-shirts and slogans. One of our main characters said something like this. She said, "Joy is something that you carry inside in your heart, and you can take it with you wherever you go." And I think things like that would be really, really cool if kids remembered stuff like that from their favorite characters. So that's the kind of thing I think that we have in our future. Dagny?
Great.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
No, I second that. We're starting a new series called a show series that we're doing on radio online called Soul to Soul, where we're actually talking about more of these kind of heart expanding topics. So we're just really excited about all the different things that we're up to that relate to the book and just kind of share this kind of expansion and, you know, of heart space to both kids and adults. So good stuff.
Exactly.
And we
exactly.
really appreciate you having us on and, with Joshua.
Sure do.
This has been really fun.
Yes.
Really admire your work, too, Deborah. It's quite amazing what you're doing.
Oh, thank you.
Yes,
thank you so much.
Very much.
That means a lot as well. And I already know for the listeners, Beth and Dagny will be coming back to Dream Vision 7 Radio Network via the Love by Intuition show. So keep in touch with us on Facebook and all, so you know. And Joshua's going to come back as well and share all about the different kids that he's inspired and working with right now. So I want to thank you all for coming on the Kids for Love show. it means a lot for us to celebrate all of you, and it really inspires me. And I dream of the day when all of us, even those that may be having heavier thoughts, that they'll have that flicker of love within them, and they'll feel that, and they'll take all that energy and put it into making a difference and placing love worldwide, universally. So everyone, without further ado, we need to go and have a glorious week. Until the next time.
Until the next time, Kids for Love Project challenges everyone to create a way of serving others in need. Whether it's a nonprofit or helping kids in your neighborhood, we can all make a difference. The gift received in giving of self heals everyone and everything on the planet. Let's unite and build a universal circle of kids, all making a difference for a brighter world. Kids for Love Project, celebrating kids that empower others. To learn more, go to our Kids for Love Project Facebook page.